ओम शांति। 28th October 2018। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ मास्टर टीचर हु गिव्स टीचिंग्स थ्रू योर एवरी एक्ट एंड वर्ड व्हाइल यू वॉक एंड मूव अराउंड। फॉर एग्जाम्पल, जस्ट एज यू हैव mobile libraries nowadays, similarly you two are walking and moving master teachers. Always see your students in front of you. You are not alone. Your students are always in front of you. You are constantly studying and also teaching. Worthy teachers are never careless in front of their students. They pay attention. When you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you walk, and when you eat, think at every moment that you are in a big college and that your students are watching you. Baba is telling to think that there's a big college and who are we? Teachers. And when we are teachers, all students are watching us. So just as they have mobile libraries, who are we? Walking and moving teachers. You are not alone. Your students are always in front of you. So we are students as well as we are teachers. We are studying as well as we are teaching. And worthy teachers are never careless in front of their students. What they do, they pay attention. When you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you walk and when you eat, think at every moment that you are in a big college and your students are watching you. Such a new thing, though we know this, and yet every day we listen in Murli that we are godly students. Always have the intoxication that we are godly students. Today Baba is telling you should have the intoxication that you are master teachers, and teachers are never careless. In India, the word teacher has got different meanings and different connotation. While in English, teacher means teacher. There is no other word than that. Eastern literature is very profound in religion. Western language is very profound in science. So, Eastern languages, they teach religion in much depth, while English language has got limitations. So, in English, when they say teacher, it just means a teacher. That's it. But in India, in Indian culture, teacher is not just a teacher. There are many categories of teacher. About 5 categories of teachers are there. What are those 5 categories? What are the 5 categories of gurus in India? So they talk of different categories of teacher. For example, the first category is Arihant. The first teacher is Arihant. He is the one who is the master. He is the one who talks on his own authority. He is the one who has realized the truth. Not only so, he speaks the truth. He has the power to express the ultimate truth in words. He is not just the one who has realized and he stays in silence, but he is the highest authority. He speaks on his own authority. He doesn't quote anything. He need not to give examples of other people. He speaks as if he is the authority, like God. Does Baba give the example of some great men? Just as he does, that's why I am speaking. He doesn't give examples. Whatever examples you have, you verify whether they match with me or not. This is what I am saying. This is Gita. Now you open your Gita and see if anything is there that matches with what I say. I am the authority. So, God, He belongs to this category of Arihant. So that is the first category of teachers. If you go to outside literature or outside world, all the religious teachers or founders who came, they also belong to this category of Arihant. For example, Jesus, he speaks on his own authority. Guru Nanak, he speaks on his own authority. Prophet Muhammad, he speaks on his own authority. Buddha speaks on his own authority. Mahavir speaks on his own authority. He doesn't have to quote anybody, anyone, anything. So this is the highest form of teacher, where one is an Arihant. Arihant means who has realized the truth, who is a master, who knows the truth, and he can speak, and he can ignite souls, and his words have power. And it is not possible that if anybody hears an Arihant, he remains untransformed. His words are arrows, sharp arrows. They pierce the heart. They are very strong because they are coming out of realization. They are not ordinary words. The Mahatma Buddha was doing his tapasya for 6 years and he tried everything and he came to no conclusion and ultimately he got frustrated, exhausted, exasperated. And he gave up everything. When his body was absolutely fragile, feeble, and he fell down, unconscious. And some lady came and gave him some drink, and he regained some strength. And then he realized that what I was doing for 6 years is not the real path. This path of Hatha Yoga will never take to the ultimate realization, and at last he realized, let me give up everything. And he sat under that Bodhi tree with a thought, with a resolve, with a determination that unless and until I know the truth, I will not get up. And when he knew the truth, the enlightenment occurred, Sambodhi. And he came out and he started walking and he reached Sarnath. He met those 5 friends of his who left him earlier because he resorted to eating. He gave up his sadhana and they said, "Arey, you came back." He said, "Now I am not the same. Now I am different. Now I am the one who has realized. Now I am Buddha." So that transformation occurred. So this is the first category of teacher, the highest form of teacher, one who realizes, one who knows, who is the master, and who can teach, who can ignite, who can enlighten. His touch is so powerful that it can restore the spiritual consciousness of the soul. It can reignite the soul with his spiritual past. So this is the highest form of teacher. The second type of teacher is Siddha. First is Arihant. The second is Siddha. This teacher has realized. He knows the truth. He has his own authority, but he doesn't know how to put that in words. He lacks the power of words. And he cannot express it. But he is just like that Arihant. But he cannot express it. So he lacks the power of expression somewhere. But he is also a very great category. And these people prefer to remain silent. Probably for the whole life. They may not remain They remain unknown to the world. They never talk that much. They like silence and they like to be in that internal cave of super sensuous bliss and happiness. To come out of that cave, they don't feel, they feel that we are doing greatest service to the world by our thoughts, by our vibrations. There is no need to speak, words are secondary here. Because the realization is so strong, it is unspeakable, indescribable. So they feel that even if they want, and also they don't want to, they don't give so much importance to speech. For them the highest speech is silence. And they fear that if I speak, if we speak, probably our high stage may come down. So they don't want to take that spiritual risk of speaking. Because speaking means people might get attracted to them because their words would be very powerful. They are not ordinary words. They will be filled of power. So, and people might not resist. The opposers would become followers. Such siddhas have come across in the world who remained, who preferred to remain silent. So that is the second category of teacher. The third category of teacher is acharya. Acharya, he speaks, but not on their own authority. Like Pope, they quote, Jesus Christ has said this, he is Acharya. We are also Acharya. We quote, Baba has said this and Baba has said that. It is not our own authority. While Ariyanta, he speaks in his own authority. He doesn't have to quote, think of anything. So Acharya is also a teacher. And he is a teacher who speaks on behalf of somebody. He may speak on behalf of scriptures here, on behalf of Murli. In this Murli this has come and that Murli this has come. And in that way he remains egoless. He is not the one who is egoistic. He is not the one who says that I know this and I know that. That ego, that egoism is not there. So that is the third category of teacher. The fourth category of teacher is Upadhyay. Upadhyay. This is a teacher who has not realized, but he speaks. Who has not known the ultimate truth, but yet he speaks. Because there is a feeling of world welfare in the heart. There is a selflessness in the heart. And that's why he wants to teach. But, for example, he may teach, you should speak truth. He may speak on God's love. And probably he has never achieved or realized that God's love, how deep it is. He may talk on bodilessness and without having any experience of bodilessness. He may describe what is the ultimate goal of life and what is the highest form of spiritual consciousness. But without himself understanding it, he has got theoretical understanding of things and very thorough understanding of things. That's why he has become an acharya. He is a philosopher. So this is the fourth category of teacher. And fifth category of teacher is a sadhu or sannyasi. This is the fifth category of teacher. He is trying to know things. He has not understood. He has not realized. He is a student. But at the same time, he is a teacher also. Because now he has donned that ochre robe. He has taken those saffron robe, and that's why it is bounden upon him to teach. It is the onus, it is his responsibility to teach. And he teaches. And probably he is also egoless, probably. And he feels that whatever sins I have done in my past life, probably one of the ways to absolve those sins is to teach. Because by teaching, I am doing welfare to the world. I am doing world welfare. So, you know, down the ages, we had all this category of teachers in the world. We had Arihants, and we had Siddhas, and we had Acharyas, and we had Upadhyayas, and we had Siddhas. In India, when they say teacher, it means these things. In the Western English language, teacher means teacher. That's it. There's no other word. It is teacher. He is a teacher. Now, he may teach spiritual things. He may teach material things. He may teach the worst. He may teach the highest. In India, it's not like that. It is teacher is different. Guru is different. Guru is somebody who teach spiritual things. He cares for the spiritual welfare of his students. His disciples. It's a guru-disciple relationship. And on another side is a teacher-student relationship. So in today's Murli Baba is saying, just as there are moving libraries in the world, who are you? You are mobile teachers. Not the one who teaches mobile walking. Mobile teacher means the teachers who are moving and walking around, and yet they teach by their example. They teach not by speech just. They in fact are having, there is an amalgamation of everything. They are all this five in one. They are Arihants because they do speak on their own authority, because they have been given the highest authority by the highest power of the world. Baba says, you are your own authority. You don't have to rely on anyone. You are Master Gods. In today's Avyakta Murli, the second relationship where Baba said, you are combined with God, body and soul. First is this combined form. Second, you and God. And third, Brahmin becomes an angel. And third, Lakshmi Narayan. The second form is the most powerful, where I feel that I am not alone and He is with me. And when He is with me, seven things happen. What are they? What are the manifestations of the combined form? Master, Almighty, Authority. When this power, you alone are so powerful. Actually, you don't need anything. You are so powerful. But when the supreme power, when the supreme power of the supreme soul gets combined with you, you become all the more powerful. So the first thing that happens is you become Master Almighty Authorities. Second, you are victorious. It's not possible that God is combined with you and defeat comes unto you. You are always victorious. You are always triumphant. Victory will come unto you, no matter what you do, whether it is purushartha, whether it is effort, whether it is service or any other thing. When God is with you, what power can be against you? When God is with you, when you are combined with Him, you know, this is one of the forms one should practice throughout the day. That, how to practice this? Now, this is another question. How to practice that God is mixed in me, combined in me, mingled in me, merged in me. So you feel that two souls are there. Just as Brahma had the feeling that He is there and Shiva Baba is there. So we are Master Brahmas. So if this is my face and here I am, a soul, you think that just lateral to the soul. You may choose any side, right side or left side. That is up to you. And feel that He is sitting there. And then get merged. There is only one. My Father and I are one. The ultimate realization. Jesus is asked, who are you? He says, I am God, Son of God. First step. I am Son of God. At other place, one of the other disciples asks, where is your father? My father is in me and I am in my father. Second step. My father is in me and I am in my father. This is Dvaitvad. This is Vishishta Dvait. And third, how is it that your father is in you and you are in your father? Tell us clearly. And Jesus says, my father and I are one. My father and I are one. So the first he started with Dvaitvad, where there is a difference. He is different, I am different. He is God, he is father, I am son. Lot of difference. And these are the stages of Brahmin soul. When somebody comes in Gyan and does 7-day course, Baba called him Maharati today. He feels, he understands, I am son of God, but there is a lot of difference. He is there sitting top. The father is big. I am here small. And then, as we progress ahead, my father is in me and I am in my father because he is with me all the time. Wherever I go, he goes. His canopy is upon me. His protection protects me. He is like an armor. His love is a canopy. Fort. I am in that fort of fortress of God's love. So second stage is, he is in me. Though he is not in me. But I feel that he is in me. And he is in me and I am in him. But even the third stage is, my father and I are one. So that is a combined form. So imagine that I, the soul, and he has come and fused and become one. Two units have become one unit. Something external has come and has fused. And now I am combined. So when I am combined, the first thing that happens is extra power comes unto me. First. Second, I become victorious. Third, destroyer of all obstacles. God is moving with me. How can obstacles come unto me? All the hindrances, all the obstacles, all the impedances, they will go away. They will be smashed to smithereens. No obstacle can even touch me. If the obstacle comes, they will not be like obstacles. For example, in this Mahabharata scripture, they show that when Krishna is very small, the Kansa is sending every day new things, new demons. Sometimes Putna, that this sur and that sur. Every day he is sending somebody. So does Krishna get tired? Why he is doing like this? No, he enjoys. These are toys for him. So he is unaffected at all by all these things. So all the onslaughts of Maya, all the attacks of Maya, all the circumstances that come as obstacle, they appear as playthings. So destroyer of obstacle, third. Fourth, you become Vishwa Kalyankari, world benefactor, through so many other things. What are those so many things? Elevated thought, elevated drishti, elevated karma. By all of these things, elevated good wishes, your good wishes, you become Vishwa Kalyankari. You become world benefactor. You are no more the benefactor of one soul. You are bringing benefits to the whole world. That is the fourth. Third. Next. When we are combined with Baba, what happens? All the problems, they get solved in 1 second. All the problems, they get solved in 1 second. This is such a powerful thing, see. We have everybody, there is hardly a soul on this planet Earth who is not beset with problems. But Baba is saying, when you are combined with me, whatever problem you have, no matter whether it's physical, intellectual, emotional, social, financial, or anything, that problem will get solved. In how much time? 1 second. What is 1 second? While speaking, only 1 second has gone. So, and what was the last thing? You become Siddhi Swarup. Without making much efforts. So now efforts are so much. But when you are combined, efforts would be nimitta, just for the sake of having those efforts. But you will become embodiment of success. Success in yad and success in seva. So when you are combined with Baba, these seven things happen. So how beneficial it is to have this practice, that he is combined. I am combined with him. I am not moving alone. He is there in me. And I move with him. We leave, we move, and we have our being in him. We leave, we move, and we have our being in him. So Baba is saying, you are teachers. You are teachers means the whole world is looking at you. Imagine that there is a school, and suppose we have to take one period of 1 hour. For example, maths teacher. So when he has to go in front of teacher, he will go in a very decent manner. His clothes would be okay. His hair would be okay. He would see he is looking okay or not. And he will prepare his subject. He will not go unprepared. If he has to teach metrics, he will prepare metrics. If he has to teach Euclidean geometry, he will learn what is Euclidean geometry. If he has to teach non-Euclidean geometry, he will learn what is non-Euclidean geometry. If he is a professor of philosophy, he will learn what is Aristotle and what is Socrates and what is Plato. And he will also learn what would be the possible questions the students would ask. Because students nowadays are very clever. They ask toughest questions. And they ask such questions that teacher also don't know those answers. Teachers, they become mum in front of the questions asked by students. They are so clever nowadays. Because students, they all have this Google thing. Our patients come on to say, and we ask them, which doctor told you there? They say, Dr. Google. They know everything about the things. If we teach them, if it ask them anything, they already read everything about it. Nowadays patients are so clever, they read everything and then they come. Yesterday one patient had come and I had started him one tablet for hypertension, and he came and wrote one page and wrote everything, and he said, these are the side effects of this drug and I am having all of these. Now tell what to do. I said, from where you got this? He said, Dr. Google. So they Google everything and they find out. But don't forget, there are certain un-Googleable things also, which you cannot get everything here. Truth is not so cheap to be bought at Google. Truth needs tapasya, and truth needs sadhana, and truth needs inner experience. So Baba says, consider yourself as a teacher. So when you are teacher, you prepare your subjects. When you are teacher, you have to take care of your looks, how you talk, what you do, what you. Otherwise, all the students will make fun of you. You will become a butt of ridicule in front of students. If a teacher comes and he forgets his lessons, and students should enjoy, and students should know that teacher has definitely read. And teacher is also a student. Teacher is also a student. He should make it a point that he learns from all his students also. And he involves all the students into that learning process. He makes the learning very, very interesting. Dr. APG Abdul Kalam has said somewhere, your greatest teacher is your last mistake. Your greatest teacher is your last mistake. So teaching doesn't mean just to fill some stuff into their brains. Teaching means character building. Education is the manifestation of perfection already in man. That's what Vivekananda defined education. Education doesn't mean theories, dogmas. Education doesn't mean ideas, tenets, principles. Education is the manifestation of perfection which is already in man. It is not to be bought and brought from anywhere. It is already there. You just remove it, reveal it, and it comes out, the perfection. So that is education. So education, teaching is means character building. Teaching means you learn, you knock at the doors of their mind. You teach them. And that's why Gurudev Tagore, who was there, he developed a new system of education by Gurukul system. sit in the nature's lap and then teach and then learn. So that is known as teaching. The greatest teachers in India, like Chanakya, he was a kingmaker. Then Gurudev, Rabindranath Tagore. Then Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. And then this APJ Abdul Kalam. These are some of the greatest teachers of India. So, teacher has to be very much careful. He has to be alert all the time. He has to be studying all the time. He has to remain prepared. He cannot be very, very careless. Lackadaisical attitude cannot be unto him. So Baba is saying, you are master teachers. So imagine that you are in your school, in your college. Students are in front of you. When you are in your room with doors closed, imagine your students are watching you all the time. When you are eating, your students are watching you. If the teachers, you are giving a class on how to have a controlled diet, and you go to your room and start eating too much. So imagine that your teachers, your students are watching you. That is known as glutton. Glutton means who is a voracious eater. So there is another word, be a spiritual glutton. Keep on eating everything that is spiritual. Keep on taking up something, everything which is spiritual from each and every source. So become a master teacher. Om Shanti.